to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We've been at this for over 20 years, and we're proud to be here as part of your team to help you get those jobs done. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of home improver, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. We can help you plan projects, solve problems, solve decor dilemmas, repair, renovate, whatever's on your to-do list, swing it right over to ours by reaching out with your questions again to 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for a faster response, go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, a common plumbing problem. It's one that might have a very simple solution, though. We're talking about stinky odors coming from your sinks. We're going to share a hack that can definitely help.
And if you'd love to add more light to your kitchen, a popular window trend can do just that in a very unusual way. We're going to share that tip just ahead.
And if you're a pet lover and considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that despite our love for our pets, not all home improvements mix well when they're around. So we're going to share some tips for the best pet-friendly floors just ahead.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. If you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help.
So reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading over to Illinois, we've got Steve on the line who's dealing with a chimney issue. What's happening?
Well, it's a house with a brick chimney used for venting the water heater and furnace. It goes from the basement to the roof, and it's a wider chimney, probably 4 to 5 foot wide. And we're wondering about removing it and then going all electric.
Going all electric with your heat?
And the water heater.
Well, your costs are going to be a heck of a lot more than gas. Is that what you have now is gas?
Propane now, and we're thinking of going with a heat pump.
It gets closer in terms of cost comparison when you're paying for propane, which is quite expensive. So let's just, if you do decide to go away from fossil fuel and to go electric, then the chimney just really becomes sort of a static piece of the house. At that point, you need to decide whether it contributes architecturally to the house, in which case you might want to keep it, but that also means you have to upkeep the flashing and that sort of thing around where the roof intersects with it. If you want to remove it, it's really a pretty straightforward, although a pretty heavy-duty job, because you'd have to take the bricks apart, and they actually will come apart pretty easy with a few taps of a heavy mallet. They'll start to loosen up, and you start at the top, and you basically unstack the bricks all the way down to the basement. Of course, after that, you need to decide what you want to do with those spaces. You're going to probably have holes in the floors that have to be filled in, and that's going to impact your floor covering. You may have some walls that need to be refinished. You know, it's a lot of work to sort of make the house look like it never had a chimney to begin with. First, of course, you would start by closing in the roof and then sort of tackle the rest of those spaces, you know, at your convenience thereafter. So it can be done. It's just a big job to do, and so you have to decide how important that is to you for all those reasons.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate the information.
All right, now we're welcoming Maria from Rhode Island. What is going on at your money pit?
I have an unusual ceiling. It's it was damaged by water, and the pieces that fell, the plaster that fell, reveal cement-like panels of like 4x4, I've been told, from someone who went in my attic. And I was just wondering how to repair that, and I don't want to lower this ceiling. And I was wondering if I could just plaster the holes and smooth it out, because it also has a very room-like, swirly design, and I don't like that.
Okay, so first of all, it sounds like you have what we call rock lath. If you look at the evolution of wall construction, interior wall construction, you know, when walls were first framed, and they would put, I think what we all commonly known as tomato sticks, it's a wood lath strip that was on the wood studs. And then on top of the wood lath strips, they would spread plaster, and the plaster would sort of press in between the lath and sort of hook onto the back of the wood, and that was the finished wall. Okay, so then after that, we decided that there was this other material that's called rock lath, and it's like the precursor to drywall today, but it was 2-foot by 4-foot boards generally, and those were nailed on the wood studs, and then the plaster was applied on top of that lath, that rock lath. And so I think that's what you're saying you have. So you know, there's no reason that you can't, now that the leak is fixed, go ahead and plaster back over that again. And in terms of the wall finish, that's totally up to you whether you want to do the swirl to match what you have or not. But that could be done without the need to you know, add any depth or take up any ceiling height and that sort of thing. It should work, you know, just fine. I will say that when you're done, you will have to paint the entire ceiling to get it to match properly. And I would strongly recommend that you prime it with a solvent-based primer like Akils. We're talking about the oil-based, the solvent-based, because it's going to stick better and help seal in that old surface and give you a beautiful smooth finish when you put the new paint on after that. All right, Maria, good luck with that project. I hope the roof leak sticks this time. Before anything else, fix the leak.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, now we've got Mike in Iowa on the line who needs some help insulating a garage. Tell us about it.
Hi, I have a 3.5 or 4-car, basically a 4-car garage underneath the house. It's a ranch. The floor has trusses in it, and it's cold in there. It gets cold here in Iowa, and it stays, 35, 45 degrees during the winter, even in the coldest day. And it has batting insulation in it, but it's still cold. And, you know, our bedroom is above it. So I was thinking about putting some insulation in it, either in the drilling the holes and blowing it in, or just doing it around the outside, the outer walls. Or am I just wasting my time trying to do any better?
All right, so the garage ceiling, the walls between the garage and the house, should already be insulated. So what you're asking is, can you add additional insulation to the exterior garage walls? Is that correct? Because that would be, theoretically, the only part of this garage that was not insulated.
Correct. Well, the outer walls are concrete. So it's basically the ceiling I'm after, because the cold air goes up the rooms above the garage.
So do you have any, the way the ceiling is configured, it's drywall right now?
Correct.
So there may not be any additional room above that to add additional insulation, like you mentioned, blown in. If that ceiling was built correctly, there's already insulation there, so you may not be able to add more to that. This might be a situation where you need to improve the heat more than add to the ceiling insulation, because short of building it downward so that you have more depth, I don't see how you're going to add additional insulation if it's already insulated.
Well, there's batting up there. I didn't know if it would do any good to have them blow it in and pack it as tight as they can get it with you know, that blowing insulation.
No, because insulation doesn't work on being packed as tight as possible. Insulation works on the principle of trapped air. And so if you overpack the insulation, it becomes less effective, not more effective.
Right. All right, well, that tells me I would have wasted my money if I had a, when I had somebody come out and blow it in.
I know. It might not be the answer you want, but at least we didn't have you spending money on something that wasn't going to work, Mike. I hope that does help. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, is there an offbeat odor in your kitchen? Well, it's probably not coming from the chef or what they're making. Up next, we're going to share a common plumbing problem with a very simple solution. Stinky odors coming from your sinks. We'll share a hack that can help after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you got home improvement questions, but you don't know where to turn for the answers? Well, turn to us, of course. We want to help you save time, save money, get all of those home improvement hassles out of the way so you don't have to worry about being slowed down on your road to your dream house.
And you can do all that when you follow the Money Pit podcast. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Joan in Illinois on the line who's dealing with a mold issue. Tell us about it, Joan.
Well, I'm wondering what causes dry rot and how you can tell if you have it.
Okay. Well, what are you seeing, Joan?
Coming down to the floor, there's about an inch below the molding, and I took the carpet up, and I saw sawdust down there, and I wondered if it was dry rot.
Right. So first of all, there's no such thing as dry rot. There's only wet rot. Wood that gets wet, it gets over 25% moist, can start to decay. Then if that wood also dries out, that's what people call dry rot. But it's really sort of a misnomer because it's not really dry rot. It's wet rot that has dried out.
Oh, so we can't cause it by overheating or under-humidifying a house.
No. Well, not overheating, but if you over-humidify, I guess it's technically possible because you'd put a lot of water in there. But no, you're not going to cause it by overheating. Now, in terms of what you're seeing under this molding, I think that would bear some further investigation. When you mentioned sawdust, I think about carpenter ants, for example. And so I would make sure that I know exactly what's causing this. One of the things that you could do is you could take a picture of it, and you could post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. We'll take a look at it and give you an opinion. Or you could post it to the community section at moneypit.com. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right, Joan, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we're heading over to Virginia now, where Greg is dealing with a hard water situation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I have a little farmhouse up in Virginia, and very hard water, and was looking at some of the options of how to address that, salt-based, salt-free, reverse osmosis, magnetic, et cetera, and it's all confusing what's real and what's reasonable from a price standpoint.
All right, so you're on well water, I presume, correct? And have you had the water tested for other contaminants?
When we first bought it, it's safe to drink. We haven't tested it in the last several years. But
okay. So the first thing I would do is I would have the water tested so that you know exactly what you're dealing with. Because if there's some contaminants in there, that's going to change the type of system that you put in. Now, if the water test reveals that your only problem is hard water, then I would try what you're calling the magnetic option. And there's a product called Easy Water, EASYwater.com, that I've had good success with. And what Easy Water does is essentially is installed at the pump, or actually where the water enters the building, and it charges the hard water particles and then gives them a charge so that they don't stick together and they pass through the plumbing system without causing all of the types of issues that are associated with hard water deposits, iron stains, and that sort of thing. And the reason I'd suggest Easy Water is because if you don't like it, they have a money-back guarantee. And they seem to be good people, and I think the science behind it is solid. There's a lot of folks out there that once they saw the success that Easy Water was having, copied or tried to copy the technology. But I think if you go to EASYwater.com, try that product. See what you think. I think you'll be good to go. But again, test first because we want to make sure that there's no other contaminants.
Excellent. And it's not a permanent process, so the water downstream, this process reverses itself. But from the time it comes into your house till it's out.
Yeah, from the time it comes in till the time it leaves, that's when it's your responsibility, right?
Hey, I agree. Very good.
All right. Good luck with that project, Greg. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've ever noticed an odor in your kitchen or your bathroom sink, it could be something called biogas. Essentially, it's what happens when bacteria grows inside the drain lines of the sink. So it's pretty gunky and yucky.
Now, an easy solution for bathrooms is to fill the sink with hot water until it reaches the overflow and then slow it down to a trickle so it still runs down the overflow but not the sink itself. And then add a couple of cups of bleach to the water.
Yeah, now that bleach is going to run down the overflow channel, and that's going to kill any bacteria that it finds. And then after a few minutes, you can add another cup or two of bleach and let the drain out slowly. So this way it does the same for the waistline under the sink. And all of this should totally make you odor-free.
Now, for kitchen sinks, you can put bleach in a spray bottle and spray the drain and disposer area. Let it sit for a good 15 minutes and then run warm water and the disposer, if you have one, for a few minutes to rinse it all out, and you'll be good to go in both the kitchen and the bath.
Nadine in Iowa has an interesting question. Your countertop has gotten noisy. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, it does. We had it installed, I would say, between 3 and 5 years ago. And right after we had this Corian counter installed, we started getting very sharp, loud bangs occasionally. And I mean like somebody just shot at the house bangs. And it has been going on since we had it installed to varying degrees. Louder sometimes than others, but they've been out to check and can't figure it out. And, you know, I don't, it, the only unusual thing that happened when they put it in was that one corner didn't want to go down, so the guy had to put his full weight on it to push it down and finally make it go down. And my feeling is something must be bound in there that every once in a while builds up enough energy to really snap.
Well, that's certainly an unusual situation because countertops aren't known for their noise. You know,
okay.
We get squeaky floor questions. We get banging pipe questions. I don't think we've ever gotten a loud countertop question.
Well, I doubt that it's the countertop. My feeling is something might be bound in there, you know, having been caused by having the countertop put on.
Well, you might be correct. And what could be happening is that you could have expansion and contraction going on either with the walls or even with the plumbing. You know, especially with the water being right there, when a pipe heats up, it tends to expand. And if it's attached to the framing very, very tightly, it will rub across that framing, and it could make a creaking sound or a banging sound.
Okay.
And I've heard that before in bathrooms and also in kitchens.
Okay.
The other thought is that if the countertop is bound, as you say, against part of the frame of the house and you're getting expansion and contraction, that could be the source of the sound. Although I tend to think that even though it's annoying, it probably isn't really very damaging if it's one or the other of those things.
No, I don't think it's damaging at all. It's just that when you have guests and their eyes get wide and they start to go for the floor, you think maybe, I mean, it is quite loud when it does it. So you think it could possibly be plumbing?
It could very well be because, you know, plumbing really carries the sound. And especially if you're running a dishwasher and the hot water comes on, that could cause a noise.
However, we've kind of checked that out, you know, what's on, what's running, and all of that, and that doesn't seem to come into play. What would your suggestion be as to sleuthing this problem out?
Well, I guess I would have to be sitting there staring at it, thinking about it for a long time, but reinstalling the countertop would probably be the best solution, although it's a boatload of work and you could potentially damage the countertop in the process. If they had to really squeeze it in, I suspect that something is a little bit too tight and it's in tension and it's really not designed to be pulled out.
All right. Thanks so much.
Stuart's on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I'm wondering at what point in a house life should you look at the insulation in your attic and re-insulating?
Well, if you have insulation that's old and you notice that it's sort of sagging and compressed and no longer fluffy, at that point I would remove the insulation and replace it. If you've got insulation that's still pretty fluffy and it holds a lot of air, but you just don't have enough of it, then you can add additional layers on top of that. You do that with unfaced fiberglass bats. You lay them in perpendicular to the existing insulation to try to get up to that, say, 15 to 20 inch level of insulation. Because at that level, you're going to be super insulated and it's really going to make a big savings in your heating costs.
Okay, but if it's flat, it needs removed before you put further insulation on top of it. It needs to have a little bounce to it, I guess.
If it's old and it's flat and it's compressed and it's sagging, then I would take it out and start from scratch.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Stuart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, if you'd love to add more light to your kitchen, a popular window trend can do just that in a very unusual way. And guess what? It puts light exactly where you need it. So stick around for this awesome tip.
888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
One Safe Place, Children's Legacy Center, and Tri-Counties Bank present the second annual Crab Feed After Party, February 3rd, at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 7:30, featuring the Lance Michael Cornwell Band with opening act California-grown band. Proceeds from this party help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets available at ospshasta.org. The After Party, February 3rd, Shasta District Fairgrounds, 7:30 doors, 21 and up. Brought to you in part by Umpqua Bank, Action News, Now, and this station.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer, we'll also make sure you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer by taking some wrong steps along the way. Let's all get those jobs done safely and beautifully so you can enjoy them for many, many moons to come. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jane Ellen in Pennsylvania is looking at getting some new windows. How can we help you make that decision?
Yes, well, we're looking at getting replacing our single-pane windows. And our question is, do you think it would be more cost-effective to spend the extra money on triple pane windows, or would double pane windows be okay? Other than the windows, the house is fairly well insulated. It's not real drafty. We haven't priced our options yet, so we're looking for an opinion.
I think that double pane windows will be fine. The thing is that when you shop for windows, you have all of these different features and benefits that you have to compare and contrast, and sometimes it gets very confusing when you do that. What I would look for is a window that's Energy Star rated and one that has double pane glass. As long as the glass is insulated and has like a low E coating so it reflects the heat back, that'll be fine. It's been my experience that unless you live in the most severe climates, triple pane glass doesn't really make up the additional cost in terms of return on investment.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
What kind of windows do you have now? Are they very drafty?
They're single pane windows. They're relatively decent windows for single pane, but they're old. They're starting to, you can see the gas is starting to escape from them, and they are a little drafty. Our house has a field behind it. Our backyard kind of opens up into a field. So there's a significant amount of wind that comes across the field and blows into the back of the house. And off the main back area, we have like a three-seasons room, which helps to block some of the wind from the interior downstairs. But the upstairs bedrooms, you feel the wind a little bit more significantly, and we notice the single pane windows a little bit more there. It seems more drafty right there.
Well, I think these windows are going to make a big difference for you. Now, if you need to save some money and maybe not doing them all at once, that's fine too. What I would do is the north and east sections of the house first, sides of the house first, and then the south and the west second. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
I know, given the winter that we've all had in the northeast and pretty much all over the United States, you might think that a triple pane glass is going to do the trick, especially when we've had, an average of 5 degrees tops.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the days that we've had, 30 and 40 degree temperatures, I've put on a light jacket. I've seen families out with no jackets. People are out of their minds when we get 40 degree days.
I know. We're happy for it, right?
It's like summer.
All right. Well, Jane Ellen, I hope that helps you out. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to really light up a space and do that naturally, here's an interesting trick that can do just that, and it's by adding transom windows.
I love a transom window, and it's of such a time period, and it really just makes the house look so unique and interesting. Now, if you're wondering, what the heck is a transom window? You've definitely seen them in old movies because they were common in the days before air conditioning because it kind of opened up the airflow around the house. We're talking about those tilt-in windows that were typically above an interior door. And these were there to help circulate the air. This way you could have airflow because air conditioning didn't exist yet. So it definitely helped cool things down. Plus, they are just so gorgeous.
So today, transom-sized windows are really popular in baths and showers to provide light and privacy. But builders are coming up with other creative applications like door side lights as a way to provide light in the kitchen by installing them over top of wall cabinets where they can add a ton of light to your kitchen. So it's a new idea for an old building element, transom windows. Think about it if you're doing a project where you think they might be a good fit.
Heading over to Florida, where Peter has lost power in the bathroom. Peter, what's going on, and can you see what you're doing?
Yeah, I had a GFI go bad, and when I went to change it over, for some reason I couldn't get any juice to the receptacle underneath the sink. So I got juice to where I put the new one in. But so I went down to Home Depot and listened to you folks all the time. And I got a new one, and the gentleman over there told me to find the hot wires go and put them on the receptacle where it says line. And then the other two hook up on the bottom of it.
Peter, do you know that the ground fault circuit worked properly and then it stopped working?
Yes, sir.
So it worked properly and it stopped working. Have you considered the fact that the ground fault circuit interrupter could be doing its job and then there could be a problem elsewhere in the circuit?
Yeah, I didn't give a thought about that. No, I didn't.
So I think that when ground fault circuit interrupters start to trip, people say, oh, it must be a bad circuit breaker, and they don't consider the fact that the circuit breaker is, in fact, doing its job, detecting a diversion of current to a ground source and tripping to prevent you from getting a shock. So the solution wouldn't be necessarily first to replace the ground fault. I would investigate further to see what exactly is happening and causing that to trip. I think, based on your description of what you've done thus far, that this might be just a little bit above your skill set. And while we can respect the fact that you're doing this on your own, when it comes to electricity, you want to get it right. And if you were to miswire that, and in fact, perhaps you know, there are different ways to hook up ground faults. And if you do it one way, you can get it to trip and not protect the rest of the circuit. So it would appear to be working correctly when in fact it wouldn't. So this is not the kind of thing I would recommend that you do yourself, Peter. With all due respect, I would definitely have an electrician look at this, because I suspect that the ground fault is doing its thing. They rarely go bad. And if it's tripping, it's probably tripping because something is going on elsewhere in the circuit. The ground faults will cover everything that's on that circuit. So if you had, for example, a loose wire somewhere down the line, and that was causing some sort of an arcing condition, that could trigger the ground fault to go off. So contact an electrician. This is the kind of job that you should not do yourself, because I want to make sure that the problem is what you think it is and it gets properly fixed. Peter, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, if you're a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or maybe even a big remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with pets. Heck, the mailman bothers my pet. So imagine what it's like when we're doing construction. We've got some tips for the best pet-friendly floors just ahead.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deisch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeischCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deisch Coatings.
Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com.
Hey guys, whether you are doing a job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get that job done right the first time on the Money Pit Podcast. So join us on the Money Pit Podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast. Lots of great advice.
Nancy in Massachusetts is dealing with a garage that's got other plans than closing. What's going on there?
I have a dilemma about what to do about the door. It's just not closing properly, and sometimes it doesn't even want to go up and down, never mind when it comes down, it wiggles left to right till it gets to the bottom.
This is on a garage door opener?
Oh, yes.
So when it goes up and down, it shimmies in the opening?
Yes, and the closing.
So generally, the rollers on the side of the garage door are failing when that occurs. They're ball-bearing rollers, and when they get stuck, then they get sort of hung up on the way down, and that's what makes the door sort of vibrate. It puts a lot of resistance on it, too, and that may be the reason it's not closing all the way or closing evenly. Sounds like the door is pretty old, and you know your options are to replace all the hardware and try to realign the door, get it working right, or just replace the door and the door opener. If it's that old and that sort of rickety, I might lean towards just a replacement. The new doors today are actually a lot lighter than the old doors, and they work really smoothly. I just put two on in the garage, I guess about 8-9 months ago now. I'm really happy with them. And I used to have really heavy hardboard doors on this garage. Now I have nice factory painted steel doors that look really good, really sharp, and just close flawlessly every single time.
Well, this is one of those metal doors.
It is? Okay. But it's an older metal door?
Yeah. And I put bow shield on the tracks to try to get it to roll down properly.
Yeah. But if the hardware has failed, even if you've lubricated the tracks, if the hardware has failed, it's not going to work right.
So what would you recommend? A new door or just get somebody over to do the hardware?
I'd get a new door and a new opener.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to put good money after bad.
Exactly. I think who knows if you could find the old hardware to match and everything. I'd just get a new door and a new opener. I think it'd be worth it.
Okay, very good advice. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Good luck with that project.
Well, if you're a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with your pets. Although that Persian rug might look super gorgeous in your home, it might not be the best choice. Durability is definitely key when you've got pets, and I'm even going to put kids in the small pets category. If you've got pets or kids, you definitely need durability when it comes to your flooring.
Yeah, so features like easy cleanup is really key. You want to look at floors like, for example, one of my favorites is the new stone hybrid floors that are almost indestructible, completely waterproof, and really, really durable, as well as laminate or luxury vinyl plank, or the woodlook porcelain tiles are absolutely beautiful, or ceramic flooring makes sense. These are the kinds of hard surface products that are easier to keep clean and stain-free, and, of course, much more than what you would have to deal with if you had any type of area rug or a carpet.
Yeah. Now, another great benefit to this is that hard flooring options will be more comfortable for your dog or cat during those hot summer months if they have a lot of hair or fur. And you can definitely get pet-friendly flooring that will make your house look amazing. I mean, there are so many beautiful options for every type of architectural style and every design preference.
You know, when our grandpets are visiting, they love to chase the ball in the house. So it's kind of a straight shot from the kitchen sink all the way back to the living room because of the way the house is configured. So the dog will bring me the ball, a little tennis ball, and I'll toss it in the direction of the kitchen, and he'll take off for that ball, but he forgets to stop before he gets to the cabinets, and he slides in, and like body slams it a little bit. It took him a few tries to figure out that he just can't do that.
But the floor
has no wear and tear as a result of all that sliding of the nails across it. That's what we're talking about here, just really super durable, pet-friendly flooring. Hey, if you like more tips, we've got a great post on our website at MoneyPit.com. It's called Pet Friendly Design and Decorating Tips for Your Home. So you can search for that on MoneyPit.com.
Bela in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have a sunroom, and the roof of the sunroom is 4 inches of styrofoam, and on top of that is aluminum. Now, when it rains, it's very, very noisy. It's like living in a double wide, you know. So what I would like to do is put, like, architectural shingles on it. Now, I talked to one roofer. He said, oh, we can just nail it on. But I don't think so. I thought maybe we need some plywood, three-quarter-inch plywood, and even maybe some spacers.
This aluminum roof, is it fairly flat, or is it shaped?
It is flat, yes, sir.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that metal roofs are far more durable than asphalt shingle roofs, but if you can't really deal with the sound and you want to soften it, I agree with you. I do think you should attach a plywood decking to that metal roof first, and I would do that with screws. So I would drive screws through the decking into that metal roof, and then on top of that, I would put ice and water shield, which is going to give you protection from any ice damming. And I would probably, since it's a fairly flat roof or a low slope roof, I would probably cover the entire surface with ice and water shield. And then over that, I would put the asphalt shingles.
Okay, sir. Thank you so very much for your help.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we are going to help Richard. Now, Richard needs a solution to a shower pan that's cracked and leaking. We're going to help tackle that question next.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 new year. New winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first
by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Richard wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I need to replace an acrylic shower pan that has cracked and is leaking after only a few years. I'm thinking of replacing it with a tile-ready shower pan. Is this a durable solution? I don't want to have to replace it after just a few years like that acrylic pan. What do you think happened? Do you think it was like an uneven base and so that caused the acrylic to crack? Because those don't generally seem to crack so quickly.
Well, my experience with those pans is that unless they're put on top of a mortar base, they flex. So what you really ought to be doing when you set an acrylic pan is you mix up some mortar, the same kind of mortar you might use for, say, a stacking block project, and you lay that across the subfloor first, and then you press the acrylic pan down into it so that there is no flex, there's no gaps, there's no voids between the pan and the base of the shower. This way, when you step in it, there's nothing to bend and therefore nothing to crack. And I think that's exactly what happened here. It probably wasn't put in correctly, and so it cracked there for a couple of years. Now, that said, a tile-ready shower pan is really a good option. These are made from composite. They're thick. They're strong. They're easy to maintain. They're easy to install, too, by the way, because it's a one-piece install. And they can last for decades. So this is a project that you really don't want to have to do. But if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right so you don't have to deal with it again. And I think the tile-ready pan is a good choice for this, Richard. So good luck with that project.
All right. Now we've got one from Kara who says her wood floor wasn't installed right. She says the ends of the hardwood planks are all in a row on every other board. How should it have been done, and is there a way to fix this?
Yeah, you know, Kara, you can't undo this without taking the whole floor apart. What you're explaining is it was just a decision that was made by the installers to line up those ends of the boards every other plank. Now, you usually don't do that. You usually want to...
It's like in threes, right?
Three, four, five sometimes, yeah. So it really isn't a detectable pattern. In your case, it's kind of a little checkerboard-esque, and I can see why that would be bothersome to you. Also, if the hardwood that they bought for this project was sort of the lower-grade hardwood, it tends to come in shorter pieces, and it's harder to get those kinds of patterns to lay out. But if you were to buy something like a laminate product, like a manufactured product, you'll find that they have specific recommendations for how to overlap those boards so you don't see those seams. So if I'm doing a wide board, I'm going to do, like, yes, Leslie, if it's a wide board, at least a three-plank overlap, right? So you're not going to be able to see that seam repeat for three boards. And if it's a more narrow board, it might go up to four or five boards. So it's really not that obvious when you're done.
Yeah, sorry that happened, Kara. Perhaps you can deal with an area rug to kind of help mask that a little bit in the spots that are super annoying. But perhaps it'll be something that you grow to love. And I know as a kid I always found interest in patterns and flooring and different tiles and things in the bathroom. So maybe you can make a game of it while you're getting used to it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? The next time you're ready to refinish that floor, I would recommend using not a gloss finish because that will really highlight all of those end grains. Just use a satin finish, a low luster finish. That'll help sort of blend everything in and not point out where those boards are seamed, at least not make it quite so obvious.
All right, but in the meantime, you have a new floor, so enjoy it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for spending a bit of your day with us. We hope that we've been helpful to you with the projects you'd like to get done around your house. Remember, if you've got a question about a project specific to you, we would love to hear from you. You can do that a couple of ways. Just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right there. Or anytime, 24/7, just dial us up at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
96.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden is pushing Congress to support a Senate deal.
The president has weighed in on proposed legislation that he said would be the toughest and fairest set of reforms to secure the border ever. He also pledged to use a new emergency authority to shut down the border as soon as he could sign it into law. But House Speaker Mike Johnson suggested the compromise could be dead on arrival in his chamber. The White House is seeking $110 billion in emergency funding for Ukraine, Israel, and immigration enforcement, while Republicans are demanding changes in border policy. Greg Clugston reporting.
President Trump is vowing to appeal the multi-million-dollar verdict against him in a defamation case, saying the legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. The former president's attorneys say that they've learned of a major conflict of interest situation between the attorney for the plaintiff and the judge in that case. Some of the grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets are back in the air.
Alaska Airlines has been allowed to resume a limited number of flights with its MAX 9 jets, which were grounded earlier this month after a panel blew out the side of a jet that had just left Portland, Oregon, January 5th.
We are emergency. We are depressurized.
Audio from liveatc.net. The FAA ordered Alaska and United Airlines, which also uses the MAX 9, to conduct detailed visual inspections of the door plugs, adjust the fasteners, and fix any issues they find. Elizabeth Lund is a Boeing vice president.
The flying public is counting on us.
FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker says after inspecting door plugs on 40 other jets, he's confident they will be safe as long as the new inspection process is followed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the city intends to wipe out more than $2 billion in medical debt for up to 500,000 residents.
The city is working with RIP Medical Debt, a nonprofit that buys medical debt in bulk from hospitals and debt collectors for pennies on the dollar. Under the program, the city will spend $18 million over 3 years. Mayor Adams said medical debt is the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States, and called the debt relief program the largest municipal initiative of its kind in the country. John Scott reporting.
A year after the bird flu led to record egg prices and widespread shortages, the disease known as highly pathogenic avian influenza is wreaking havoc on California poultry farms. The state escaped the earlier wave of outbreaks that devastated egg producers in the Midwest. Experts say the latest outbreaks are being fueled by ducks, geese, and other migratory birds that spend the winter in California. News and analysis at townhall.com. A flight delay in Mexico.
One of the dozen passengers stuck on a plane at Mexico City International Airport faces legal troubles for taking matters into his own hands to get relief. The flight, bound for Guatemala, had been delayed due to a maintenance issue. That's when the unidentified man opened an emergency door and stepped out on a wing for a while. The man was detained, but dozens of passengers signed a written copy of a statement saying the airline made them wait 4 hours without ventilation or water. Their statement says the passengers saved their lives. I'm Norman Hall.
Countries are joining the U.S. in pausing funding for the U.N. agency responsible for Palestinian refugees. Britain, Germany, Italy, and Canada and others halted funding after word was received that members of the U.N. Relief and Works Agency staff were involved in Hamas' October 7th terror attack on Israel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to educate, to inspire, to build confidence, to guide, to coach you as you tackle your home improvement, your home repair, your home renovation projects. If you've got questions on projects you'd like to get done or repairs you need to tackle, and you don't know if you can do it yourself, you need to hire a pro, you don't know the best way to take on those projects, you don't know which products you might need, which products are the best ones, do you buy a more efficient furnace and save money on energy, or do you buy a less efficient furnace and save money on the furnace? I mean, questions like that, they're rolling around your head, you're trying to figure out how to get through a project, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We're here to help you plan, help you solve problems, whether they're decor, the repairs, or the renovations. That number, 1-888-666-3974. Or you can always go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Hey, coming up on today's show, having a fireplace to cozy up to on these chilly nights always seems like a great way to keep warm. But I hate to say this, according to the Department of Energy, it's also one of the most enjoyable ways to waste energy. So we're going to share three ways to stop wasting energy while you warm up with a fireplace.
All right. And if getting rid of old wallpaper stands between you and your dream room, we can help. With the right steps, removing wallpaper can be quicker and easier than you ever imagined. We're going to show you how.
Notice we didn't say quick and easy. We said quicker.
Quicker.
Easier.
Because it's definitely still a project.
It's still a chore. And if you ever had a bath or shower drain get clogged due to that long hair getting stuck in it, we're going to share a simple $10 solution that's so handy, you'll want to start using it on all your sinks and showers.
But first, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI-done project. So let us know what you are working on this weekend or planning in the weekends ahead, and we can definitely lend a hand.
Send us those questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Zelda in North Carolina is looking for some help with a renovation. What can we do for you?
Yes, I've done a lot with my floors, but I put some laminate in everywhere because I have a little chihuahua dog and didn't want to get scratches on real wood. But there is a bathroom upstairs and a small hallway in front. And I didn't want laminate there because you don't want it in the bathroom. So what else would be good? Because I didn't want the grout issues of tile or, and I didn't know what else to go through. I thought about bamboo, or is there some tile that doesn't have the grouty stuff? Or
well, there's a wide variety of choices. Now, you mentioned that you didn't want to put laminate there. Do you want something that gives you a wood look?
Not necessarily.
All right, well, one of the options that I was thinking would be a bamboo floor. Bamboo is very, very durable, and it's also very good in moist, damp areas. It doesn't swell. And you can pick up bamboo as an engineered product, which means it's made in multiple layers, which gives it dimensional stability. But, of course, that is going to give you sort of that wood look. There are also luxury vinyl products that are out today that are very, very thick and heavy vinyl tile that are not very expensive.
Yeah, it's like a rubberized vinyl even. They're fairly thick. They're, you know, available in like a plank style, so it actually looks like wood. Some of those will some will snap together as the rubberized vinyl. Some will sort of overlap and stick to one another. It depends on the quality of the product, to be honest with you. But they're both, you know, whichever, however much money you do spend on a rubberized vinyl, it goes together very easily and it looks fantastic. And it's a little bit softer, so it's more forgiving on your, you know, your legs, knees, back when you're standing in the room for a long time.
Well, yeah, because my first choice when I went to look was the bamboo, but I wasn't sure if that could go in the bathroom. So that really is what I kind of like the best. Yeah, great. Thank you so much. That's very helpful.
You're welcome, Zelda. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jacob in Kentucky is on the line with a water heating question. What can we do for you?
Hi. Basically, the problem that I'm having is when I'm taking a shower, and it kind of in the sink as well in the kitchen, when I turn on the hot water, you can cook macaroni in the hot water. You got to kind of fidget with it if you wash your hands too long or something. And in the shower, kind of the same thing. You know, I won't turn it on full blast on hot, but, you know, just about normal. And it'll cool off after just a couple of minutes. It'll just almost go cold. And then, you know, just as you're taking a shower, I mean, in the duration of 5 or 10 minutes, I mean, I end up going all the way over with the hot water, just, you know, the one knob, and end up turning it on, I guess, you know, like full blast hot.
So let's see what's going on here. How old is your water heater?
It's fairly new. I think it's just a few years old, maybe 3 years old.
Is it electric or gas?
It's gas.
So first of all, let's check the temperature of the water heater. It needs to be at about 110 degrees. And see if there may be a temperature indicator on the valve that you can line up, or you could simply measure it with a thermometer. Secondly, in terms of the shower, what I would recommend is that you install what's called a pressure-balanced valve. So what a pressure-balanced valve does is that once you set the temperature, it maintains the mix between hot and cold so that you deliver that same temperature regardless of what happens to the pressure on one side or the other. So if somebody flushes the toilet or, you know, runs the dishwasher and all of a sudden you've got less cold water or less hot water, it's going to adjust. So the flow may be greater or less, but the temperature will never change, and that makes the shower situation pretty much go away.
Okay, awesome. What was it called again, the valve?
A pressure-balanced valve. It's a type of shower valve.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, I appreciate it.
Ask your plumber for it. They'll know exactly what you're talking about.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joan in California needs some help with a kitchen remodel. How's it going?
Yes, well, we haven't started yet, and I just need some advice on how to get started. Do you start with an architect, or what do you do?
That's a good question. So planning makes perfect. You want to start with a plan. Now, are you essentially going to replace the kitchen in sort of the same layout that you have right now, Joan, or are you thinking about really changing things up a lot?
Well, it's a very small kitchen, and I just want to know how to maximize everything.
All right. So if it's a small kitchen, you can probably do this inexpensively by perhaps starting with a home center. A lot of the home centers have designers that work on designing kitchens for the cabinetry that they sell. And for a very small fee, they can help you lay it out and take advantage of all of the latest options. If you want to do more than that, what you're going to do is hire a certified kitchen and bath designer. But this is sort of like hiring an interior decorator that works just on kitchens and baths, and that's going to cost you a few bucks. But if you want to just do this an easy way, I would start with a home center in the kitchen department and see if they'll lay out some options for you using the type of cabinets that they sell. Those cabinets are usually pretty affordable at that level, and you know they'll be able to give you some ideas on things perhaps you haven't thought about.
You know what, Joan? I think it's really smart to keep a notepad in the kitchen, and everybody and anybody, yourself and your family who use the space, as you walk through and notice little areas where you're tripping over one another or things that just don't make sense or you wish that, you know, X was here and not there, sort of jot all of those down. So when you do go sit down with, whether it's, you know, a certified kitchen and bath designer or someone in the home center, you sort of have all of these issues that could be addressed or might be able to be addressed.
One thing I really want is more electrical outlets. So that'll have to definitely be in the plan.
Well, it's definitely in the plan, and you know, you'll do these things in order. The first thing you'll do is rip out the old cabinets, and the next thing you'll do would be to rough in new wiring and new plumbing to have it exactly where you want it. And then, of course, you'll start the installation of the new cabinetry as almost the last step. It's also a good time to think about universal design in the kitchen, maybe having countertops of different height. So as you get older, you could sit down and work at the kitchen counter as opposed to just standing up. So think of the sort of accessibility issues when you design this kitchen as well.
How much time should I allow for something like this?
Well, it depends on whether you have sort of all your ducks in a row. Sometimes it takes a while to get all the cabinets delivered. But if everything is accessible and on site, you know, you can tear out this kitchen and rebuild it inside of a week.
Oh, wow.
If you have everybody lined up and everybody's there when they need to be there, and you know the plumber shows up on time, the electrician shows up on time, and so on, sure, I don't see any reason you can't get it done in a week.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Joan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, a fireplace definitely is a great way to keep warm, but to be a downer here, according to the Department of Energy, it's also one of the most enjoyable ways to waste energy. Sorry, but we're going to share some tips that can definitely help you stop that next.
You live in a body pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And hey guys, whether you are doing a job yourself or maybe you're hiring a pro, Tom and I love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get those jobs done right the first time. So join us on the Money Pit podcast. You can find our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
We've got Randy in Florida on the line who's got a dehumidification question. What can we do for you?
Our house is off grade. And the crawl space area has ventilation all around the house, and we wanted to see about encapsulating it, you know, with the vapor barrier plastic. And with being in Florida, I was just a little worried about humidity and possibly wanting to insulate it and see, you know, see what y'all's opinion was.
Well, I do think it's a good idea for you to add a vapor barrier. That will help reduce the amount of humidity that gets into the space above the floor, and that can make the home more efficient and certainly more comfortable. What you might also want to think about doing is adding an exhaust fan. They have fans that are basically the size of a concrete block or a foundation vent. And you could put fans on one side of the foundation and have vents open on the other side, then have those fans operate on a humidistat so that whenever the humidity gets really damp in that crawl space, the fan can kick on and pull some drier air from outside across that essentially that crawl space floor, pulling the moisture out with it. So those two things can help you manage moisture. On the outside of the house, you also want to make sure that if you've got gutters, you should have gutters on the home, and that there's downspouts that extend away from that foundation, because when you dump the additional water that collects on your roof right against the foundation, that definitely improves, increases the humidity that's in that space. So all of those things working together can keep it a lot drier.
Okay, so would you be extending that vapor barrier up the walls of the crawl space, or would that interfere with that ventilation unit that you're speaking of?
Well, you don't want to block off the vents, but yeah, I would extend it up the wall if you could extend it 12 inches or so, just to make sure it's sealed well.
Okay, and then would you add a dehumidifier down there, or would that essentially be what the ventilation unit you're talking about would do?
That's kind of what the ventilation would do. I would not add a dehumidifier into that space. It's not really designed for an unconditioned space like that. Dehumidifiers are not really designed for that.
Okay, and then so that would keep the humidity low enough that we could then put the batted insulation between the floor joists?
Yeah, it will keep it low. It will make it lower. It will make it reasonably lower. It's never going to be, you know, 100% dry. It's always going to be damp. But I do think, yes, that will keep the moisture down, which is what you want to do, and allow you to get more efficiency out of the insulation.
Okay. All right, great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Randy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that it's midwinter, you may be enjoying your fireplace, but fireplaces have chimneys, and according to the Department of Energy, chimneys can be problematic when it comes to home energy efficiency, because they can let that warm air inside your house escape up the chimney, and then that can drive up your home heating bills.
That's right. So here are a couple of ways that you can save money and energy when using a fireplace. First up, when the fireplace is not in use, close the damper. This can be easy to forget, but in the colder months, warm air has an easy exit from the house through that opening.
Yeah, and the same is true for cold air in the summer. You could be wasting a lot of air conditioning in the process. Also, if you've got glass doors, close them between uses.
Good point. Also, check the hearth for any cracks and seal those, because over time, mortar that holds the bricks together in the fireplace can develop hairline fractures from which air can escape. So be sure to seal any cracks in the hearth. And then you're good to go enjoying the fireplace, guilt-free, and you're not wasting energy in the process.
Now we're going to Arkansas, where Deborah's on the line, thinking there might be some mold in her money pit. Tell us what you're seeing.
The last rain that we had, water got in one of my bedrooms. And once the water got in, I noticed that there was black spots on it, which was mold that was on there. And I was just inquiring about should I get someone to come out and clean that, or if I would be able to clean that myself.
Have you fixed the leak yet, Deborah?
No, I have not fixed that.
Okay, so the first thing you need to do is fix the leak, because if you don't fix the leak, it's just going to come back over and over and over again. So do that first off. Secondly, with respect to the mold, I would spray a bleach and water solution on that, about one-third bleach, two-thirds water. Protect the surrounding area so you don't stain the carpet or the furniture or anything like that. Let it sit for a good 15 or 20 minutes, and then you can clean it up after that, rinse it off and clean off the wall after that. And then I'd spray a product called Concrobium Mold Control over that, which will leave sort of like a residue behind that will stop any future mold from growing. But there's no sense doing all that if you still have a leak, because that leak's going to cause the mold to keep growing. So fix the leak first, then get rid of the mold after that. Okay, Deb?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Pete in Wisconsin on the line with a garage door problem. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I'm mostly a do-it-yourselfer, but I do call the professionals and have them come in when needed. I installed a steel insulated garage door about 3 years ago, maybe four now, and worked just fine until just recently. It sounds like it's binding when it's going in the up position. I've ran it like 50 times trying to find where it's binding. I'm not seeing any place where it's rubbing on the track or anything else, but it sure is making a noise like it is. And as I watch it, it appears as if one side may be going up slightly higher than the others. Any ideas, guys?
Pete, can you disconnect the garage door opener from the door itself?
I can, and I have.
Okay, and once the garage door opener is disconnected, can you open and close the garage door smoothly and evenly with no binding whatsoever?
There's less binding, but there's still some. If you can tell, there's still a load on one side, it kind of feels like.
So it sounds to me like maybe the roller bearings are shot on some part of the door, because there's those roller bearings that fit inside the track, and, you know, they help move the door up and down. And if something is stuck, if one of those bearings is not turning, it's going to jam on that one side, and it'll sort of fight itself, and it'll try to come up crooked. And that might be what's causing this. I would disconnect the garage door opener from the scenario and work on getting the door to operate nice and smoothly.
Okay.
If it's binding, if you feel like it's binding or uneven without the garage door opener attached to it, then, you know, that's the heart of the problem right there.
Okay. Do you think that would solve the appearance that one side is being raised? I imagine it would.
You mean raised like more than the other side, like one side comes up first?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if the side that's staying down is binding, then there's a drag on that, so it's going to try to pull the door up crookedly.
Wonderful. Well, I think you may have fixed my problem. I'm going to go check those rollers and make certain that those are all good. And if I need to replace any of those are relatively inexpensive. So the money pit isn't so bad tonight.
All right, Pete. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if getting rid of old wallpaper is what's standing between you and your dream room, well, we can help now. With the right steps, removing that wallpaper could be quicker and easier than, you know, a big project. It's definitely a project, but we're going to share some excellent tips next.
Hey, Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. We know there's a project you'd like to tackle, and we'd love to help. So call us with your project questions. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
All right, now we've got Diane in Massachusetts on the line with a noise question. What's going on at your money pit?
I did the house 12 years ago, and I had blown-in insulation put in 3 years, and the house is noisy. I can hear a humming. It's annoying. It's a buzzing. I don't know why, after doing all of this surrounding the house and trying to keep it warm, I would hear a humming, a resonance in the house.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's got to be a reason for this, and it's going to take some real detective work to figure it out. I'll give you an example from my own home. You know, we recently, I'd mentioned earlier on the show, put in spray foam insulation and sealed up the attic. It's never been warmer in the house as a result of it. But in one part of the house, it still was technically a conditioned attic. So by code, we were required to leave some vents in that attic. Now, it ended up that it was so tight in that attic space, even with the vent, that whenever the wind blew, we'd get this really weird, almost like haunting sound. You know, when you were a kid and you took an old bottle and you blew it across the top of it and made a big, deep sound with it?
Yeah.
Like a big jug? Well, that's what it sounds like when the air blows across this vent. And it makes a really weird sort of vibrating sound in that part of the house. Until I figured it out, I was really scratching my head. So there's always a reason for this. In our case, it was a vent. In your case, it could be plumbing. Very often we get noises in homes that are sourced from plumbing. Sometimes when you run hot or cold water, pipes will expand or contract and cause sort of like a cricking sound that will vibrate through the entire length of the pipe and amplify itself as a result. It could be electrical. If there's outlets or panel boxes in those parts of the house, they definitely should be inspected to make sure that nothing is disintegrating inside that electrical area. There's nothing about adding blown-in insulation that will cause a noise. So the source must be somewhere else that you're going to have to dig into a bit more, Diane, before you'll know what to do about it. But I would trust your instincts. If you're hearing it, it definitely exists. Sometimes people think they're going nuts. But I got to tell you, there's a reason for that, but it's definitely going to take some detective work to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, you coming over?
All right, well, you put on the coffee, and next time I'm up in Massachusetts, we'll stop by. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if getting rid of old wallpaper is what's between you and that dream room, we can definitely help. Now, with the right steps, removing wallpaper can be a quicker and easier project, so we're going to share how. Now, you're definitely going to notice I didn't say, yay, quick and easy, it's so fun, but it's quicker and easier because definitely removing wallpaper is a hard, time-consuming project because nothing about removing that wallpaper is quick or easy, but we can cut out some steps here.
Yeah, so first up, what is the best way to remove wallpaper? Well, there's really two steps here. First of all, you need to score the paper. When I say score, I mean to put light knife cuts into it. You can use a utility knife or a wallpaper scorer tool to create small holes in the paper, and you're doing that because it allows steam or the wallpaper solution to penetrate through and start to melt the adhesive base. And then second, rent a steamer. Totally worth the cost and hassle. A wallpaper steamer makes this job a lot simpler. You want to work with it from the top down and get into the sort of the flow of steam and remove one section of wallpaper at a time.
Yeah, now here's another trick. If the wallpaper is still resisting removal, you can add solution, and I'm talking about a very simple one here. It's hot water and fabric softener in equal parts, 1-to-1. And you pour that solution into a spray bottle and then apply it to those tough-to-remove spots, and then work quickly because that solution does lose its effectiveness after about 15 minutes, so only spray it in the area that you're working on that you can tackle in that amount of time.
Now, once you're done removing the wallpaper, you need to prep that clean wall. So you want to use a mixture of distilled white vinegar and water to remove any remaining glue, and then wait till the surface is completely dry, and then apply a primer before you paint or add new wallpaper.
Yeah, guys, and if this still seems like too much work, Is painting or wallpaper over the existing wallpaper an option? I'm going to go with no, guys, or at least that should be, like, your very last option.
Last option.
I mean, it doesn't look good. Eventually, that wallpaper is going to fail and start to peel, and then your paint's going to be peeling, and why does your paint have seams? And it's just never a good idea. It doesn't look the way you think it's going
to
look.
It's so much harder to try to take off multiple layers of wallpaper or wallpaper that's got paint over it, because it just takes that much longer, that much more effort for the steam to get behind it all.
Oh, my goodness. Just don't do it, guys.
All right. Jeff in Michigan's on the line with an ice damming issue. How can we help you?
What we have a house that was built 20 years ago. It's Cape Cod. And on the front part of the house during the cold season when we get snow and ice, it seems to be building up ice dams in the front. And it has, probably 18 inches of insulation in the upstairs. So I've even tried the electric heat tape to try cutting it back, and it still seems to ice up. So I'm just trying to figure out what I can do to solve that problem.
Okay. So the insulation, does that sort of get pressed right up against the underside of the roof sheathing, or do you allow ventilation to pass over the top of the insulation?
What it does is they have styrofoam-like ducts up to it, down to the front of the fascia.
Is there ventilation in the soffit area so that air can pass over that? Because the problem here is this, all right? Heat is passing up through that insulation, and it's warming the roof directly above it. And as a result, the overhang is staying super cold, so it's freezing there and causing that dam to build up. If you have proper ventilation where the air is getting into the soffits, running up underneath the roof sheathing and out at a ridge, that will protect against ice dams. That's all you can do really inside. From the outside, have you had to do any repairs as a result of these ice dams? Have you actually gotten water leaks or anything like that?
No, we have not.
Because if you do, the good news is that they're covered by homeowner's insurance, and if that was the case, I would have that portion of my roof removed and make sure I have ice and water shield installed up 3 or 4 feet from the roof edge to make sure I never got any leaks in there again.
Okay. All right.
So I would take a look at the insulation, make sure you're getting good ventilation above it, and if it does happen again and you ever get a leak, call your homeowner's insurance agent, get a claim filed, and then have ice and water shield put in so it never happens again, Jeff.
Okay, great. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you've ever had a bath or shower drain get clogged due to long hair, I feel like this is a personal attack. I don't know why. I'm always very good about cleaning my hair out of the shower, but I also have a teenage son who has longish hair, but everybody likes to just say it's mom's hair. But whatever.
Yeah.
So we're going to share a $10 solution that's super handy. You're going to want to start using it on all of the sinks and showers when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you have some home improvement questions, but you're just, you know, kind of stymied as to where to go to get help? Well, you're with the best team in the biz, you guys. Give us a call because we can help you save money, save time, and avoid all of those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on that road to your dream house.
And you can listen to us when it's convenient for you when you download the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Kathy in Massachusetts is on the line with a crumbling basement wall. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Our house was sold about 1802. That's the earliest records that we have. And the chimneys are literally turning to dust in the basement. The bricks themselves are not just crumbling. They have become dust. And I need to know, is there anything we can do to salvage them? Or if we take them down, does it compromise the stability of the whole building?
Well, it definitely would not compromise the stability of the building because chimneys are not part of the structure. They just hold themselves up. Now, are these active chimneys or inactive chimneys? Are they being used for a fireplace or for the heating system?
No, we are afraid to use them for fireplaces.
Okay, no, that's wise. Well, how is your heating system being vented, Kathy, if it's not through the chimney?
There's two fireplaces in the building that extend up to the second floor to the roof. And we have a gas boiler that is vented through one of them, but we can actually vent it to the outside.
Is the chimney that's deteriorating the one that the gas boiler is in?
Both of them are. One of them was a cooking oven back in the 1800s. They used it for a school for young girls and taught them the fine arts of cooking. And that is a large walk-in fireplace, and it's just totally crumbled. The bricks are falling out, and a lot of it's just dust. The other one is a little better shape, but it's still turning to dust.
All right. Well, first of all, it would be highly unlikely that either of them are safe to use because they're not lined. Now, the process of lining, there's a number of ways to do that, but one process of lining is where they drop a tube down the middle of the chimney itself, and they pour a concrete kind of slurry mix around the outside of the tube, and then deflate the tube and pull it out. That process can actually make the chimney stronger. If that's something you're interested in, you could explore that. It's probably costly. If you want to just get rid of the chimneys and the fireplaces, then that's totally fine. And what you'll do is essentially disassemble them from the top down and then roof over the openings. As long as you're not going to use them and you have no plans for it, I see no reason to keep them.
All right. Sounds like a good plan for us.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've got a Rapunzel or two, you know, I have long hair. I'm never going to have short hair. I'm not going to be one of those ladies that, as I'm aging, says, I'm going to cut it all off. No, I love having my long hair. So we always have to figure out ways to deal with clogged drains because long hair, it finds its way to get stuck. It goes in the drains of the sink, the shower, the tub, and it really can cause a havoc. But if you use a caustic drain cleaner, that's never a good idea, and plumbers are expensive, but fortunately, you don't need to do either.
All right, so here's one of my favorite drain cleaning tools for this problem, and it's simply called a drain weasel. And here's how it works. It's sort of like a miniature drain snake. Very easy to use. You simply insert the wand, and you rotate the handle to remove the clog. It uses kind of like, it's almost like the hook side of Velcro, but like a bigger hook at the end of the wand. And it reaches down 18 inches into the pipe. And it's really effective at grabbing out any kind of hair that's in there. You can even go through one of those drain plates on your shower that has the little holes in it. You don't have to take that apart. And the best part is it's disposable. After you unclog it, you don't have to yank the nasty hair off of this drain weasel. You just toss the wand in the trash, and you replace it with a refill. You can buy one of these in like 5 or 6 refills for like $10. So really inexpensive and a good tool to have around.
My long hair thanks you, as does everyone else in my home. Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to spruce up your child's room with furniture that adds style, organization, and safety? Well, we're going to share some tips on that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you. Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now, Jack wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I just bought a house in Maine with a crawl space. It's a cement slab with about 3 foot of headroom. Should I insulate? And what type if I do so? And should I put a plastic vapor barrier over the cement?
Wow. So first up, congrats on the new house in Maine. I love Maine. It's beautiful out there. In terms of adding a vapor barrier on top of the cement slab, not a bad idea. Not as important as if it was dirt, but not a bad idea to do that. And in terms of insulation, you could consider insulating the walls of the crawl space with Dow foam board. It goes up and has sort of an interlocking joint, and it will make those walls a bit warmer, and that's going to help. And, of course, make sure that the floor joists are also insulated as well so that those floors stay nice and warm in those chilly Maine winters.
All right, great tip. Thanks.
Well, are you guys ready to spruce up your child's room with some furniture that adds style, organization, and a bit of safety? Leslie has tips to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, where do we start?
Yeah, you know, first of all, you want to look for some furniture pieces that are durable, classically styled, and they're going to work for a range of ages. Now, convertible furniture such as a crib that becomes a starter bed, smart choice, but even if you just shop for finishes that will coordinate well with later additions, like a whitewash or a colored paint or just a classic wood look that are easy to find, you're going to find that whatever you add into the space, these furnishings can kind of grow with it. So you want to do that so you can be in good shape. Definitely don't go with anything crazy or covered in characters because it's just not going to last as you go forward. Now, going with vintage furniture is also a possible budget-friendly, attractive idea. But if you do go with vintage furnishings, you have to go carefully because you can bring the fun of vintage graphics and styling into a room with cool furniture and accessories found at these antique shops. Maybe even a tag sale or an online treasure trove. But this approach really does work great for kids' spaces, but you do have to think about a few precautions here. You want to steer clear of anything that has a chippy finish on it because that paint could have lead. You want to look for, especially if it's a crib, you have to make sure that they're sort of up to code because a lot has changed as to what's considered safe these days with crib design. So definitely just keep thinking about what you need to keep the kids safe when it comes to, you know, a good source here is the Consumer Product Safety Commission's website. It's cpsc.org. This can kind of help you, especially in that crib category with what's good today, what's kind of an unsafe option when it comes to vintage choices. So definitely go to the Consumer Safety Product Commission website to help you out there. And finally, choose colors that feel timeless. You know, consider the level and frequency of investment that you're willing to put into your kids' room's backdrop. If you don't mind repainting over the current color a few years from now, great. But just remember that there's a lot you can do to update the look of a well-chosen color or pattern of a room without painting or repapering if you've selected something that works with your furniture change and a fair amount of neutrality in mind. Now, Charlie, when we did his room during COVID, picked his favorite color is green. I let him go with it. We picked it's definitely like Green Bay Packers green. It is green and took a lot of coats to not look like wishy-washy green. But we only did one wall and kept every other wall in his room sort of very neutral and toned down so that it's not a lot to repaint over when it comes time to not love the green anymore. But it's just enough of that color that made him so super happy. So you'll find ways to work it in.
Good advice. If you'd like more tips, check out Create a Kids Room That Will Grow with Your Child. That's our latest post on MoneyPit.com. Coming up next time on the program, have you ever picked up lumber for a project that included 2x something, like a 2x4, 2x8, etc., and you notice that the wood actually measured much less than that? Well, we're going to tell you what happens to all that missing wood you thought you paid for on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.